There are various items of business news with success for a driving simulator firm, and changes afoot as Mercy nightclub premises in Prince of Wales Road are set to become residences. Another long-standing entertainment venue, The Talk, has to close its doors. Then you would have thought that local name Bullards was untouchable. But international business Red Bull has other ideas, as they challenge use of the name. Finally, we hear of a hope of a glimmer of action at Debenhams, which seems to remain long-term empty. A Norfolk firm, which provides state-of-the-art driving simulators to firms around the world, has put its success down to the fantastic talent pool in the county. Ansible Motion, which designs and manufactures driving simulators, received the Queen's Award for Enterprise in Business in a presentation ceremony on Friday. The company, which was set up by Kia Kamerets and Bob Stevens from their bedroom in 2009, has grown from the initial two founders to now employing 20 people. Based at Hethel Engineering Centre near Wyndham, Ansible Motion has recruited engineers from across the region to help its growth, and the firm said it is always on the lookout for new talent. The award recognises their groundbreaking engineering work, which has seen Ansible Motion being a leading company within the motor industry. Its driving simulators, one of which was showcased during the award ceremony, cost about £3 million each. The simulators are sold to car giants across the world, including in Japan, Australia, and the USA, and help car manufacturers design and develop new cars.
Businesses are gearing up for work to begin on the conversion of a major city nightclub into plush new homes. City councillors previously approved plans for the prominent Mercy nightclub to be converted into 49 flats, with the new fifth and fourth floors styled as penthouse apartments. And now workmen have been spotted going in and out of the building, with businesses nearby saying they believe construction will begin next month. But the developer, Estate Education, has not confirmed a timescale when approached for comment. The site currently remains boarded up with Estate Education signs on show. Janet Fernando has been working at the Mailey News convenience store directly opposite the site for 20 years. She recalled customer footfall drastically declining after the closure of the Mercy nightclub nearly 3 years ago. Ms. Fernando said, "We used to stay open until 3 a.m. when it was very busy on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights. I am happy to see housing coming in. Yesterday, someone came into the shop and told me they are currently doing some work inside, but intend to start from next month."
A Norwich nightclub is to close after 65 years in the city, with the boss saying, "COVID has killed us." The Talk announced it was closing in March, with a 1980s night planned as a special send-off. Leaseholder Vicky Newson said, "Basically, COVID has killed us. The bills have been mounting up and we can't get people in. We've pumped in so much money and it's just not giving us the turnover to keep going. There's nothing left." The Oak Street Club and music venue has been entertaining crowds in the city for 65 years, with world-famous acts including The Who, Cream, Slade, Status Quo and Rod Stewart taking to its stage.
A much-loved city gin company has been met with more corporate bullying by a global fizzy drink giant. Bullards has been prominent in Norwich for more than 180 years, but it has been told there is a conflict of interest in an apparent name clash with Red Bull. This is despite the fact that the Austrian company has only existed for 35 years. Bullards contacted the Evening News in September when Red Bull sent it a three-page letter. the gin company was given 7 days by Red Bull's solicitor to sign and resolve the matter, but the Norwich bosses refused. And since then, the global company has increased its threats. Russell Evans, founder of Bullard Spirits, said soft drinks have now been added to the long list of products Red Bull wants the Norwich company not to make. Mr. Evans said, "The ridiculous thing is that Bullard's used to make soft drinks in the past, before energy drinks were even invented." A court date has not been set, but Mr. Evans said Red Bull is working towards it. "We have every confidence a court of law will see this as madness when we have been a premium gin company for 180 years. The Norwich company was revived as Bullard Spirits in 2015 through Mr. Evans.
Lights flickering on inside the former Debenhams store has prompted speculation about when a new tenant may be moving in. The Red Lion Street shop, which boasts more than 100,000 square feet of floor space, closed its doors in Norwich on May the 15th, after Debenhams went into administration in 2019. Agents London-based GCW, which is marketing the building on behalf of its Irish owner, sold the building last summer. However, it did not respond when approached about who the six-storey building's new owner is. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, the BID, welcomed any new lease of life being breathed into the empty building. "Our aspiration stays the same, that it will not be turned solely into residential," he said. "We don't know what their proposals are yet, but we would still want to see a mixed-use development on the site."
Well, with that, we've come to the end of part one of this week's edition. So Sue and I will sign off and say goodbye.